This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to talk about more serious Rangers issues, and we will probably still do that in about 20 days or so. You can catch that on the AM station. 20 minutes or so, we will talk about that. In the meantime, what people really demand to talk about, the Texas Rangers have released their new food items for the year. And right now, I'm going to introduce to you the most eclectic group of people ever to jump on for this segment. Could we get them in for another segment? They said no.
Yep.
But for this segment, Carter Freeman, Reginald Atatula, and Eric Chiafalo have all come into the studio.
I think I'm in the wrong city.
To take part.
Murderer's Row right here.
I think it's because Eric's like, I will only be on shows where at least 5 to 6 people talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he saw Reggie and Carter in here, he's like, I need to participate.
You guys met my quota?
Okay.
So I'm here.
That's why he doesn't try hard on Bet Nation. There's only 3 of us in there. We need to have more people there.
I don't try that hard on Bet Nation because I'm beat down and it's Sunday afternoon and I'm doing another 4-hour show.
What a fascinating thing to admit on air.
Yeah. No, but I have a great time. I mean,
we do. We have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. Hang out with Walchuk. So it's and we're in the midst of the madness, even though it's been kind of
The midness.
Yes.
Midness.
Yes.
I like that.
March midness. That's good. That is very good. All right, Corey, are you ready for the new food items this year at Globe Life Field?
Yep, let's do it.
Obviously, I have no acceptable palate, so I will toss it around to you guys.
Please tell me they went through with the Simeon Toast Crunch.
You'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Let him do the segment, Eric.
Hey, yeah.
I want him to do the Simeon.
Be humble.
Show, you get to run.
And sit down.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
The Boomstick Burrito. You're welcome. It's a 26-inch wide tortilla filled with rice, beans, taco meat, squeezy nacho cheese.
Squeezy nacho?
That's right. You know what
it's
I'm talking
best kind.
About.
Is that the Julio stuff?
Pico de gallo, lettuce, and sour cream. The tortilla is so big, it's made special for the ballpark. For the low, low price of $35.99, this item can be yours at the ballpark.
What's $35 for like 2 feet?
$35.99. Don't fall into that trap.
Yeah.
That's where they make it $99.
Okay. $36, but we're talking about 2 feet, 2 inches worth of real estate.
That's right.
That's like a family meal.
Wow. Okay. But it's obvious. Okay. Are they going to have it all cut up
There's
for
no
you?
There's no way to do it.
Are
There's
they bringing
no
that big, huge pan out with it too?
It's a giant pan.
Do I get to take that home?
It's specially made. They had to bring in, you know, tortilla scientists to figure out how to make this happen.
Yeah, from NASA.
Mm-hmm. I wonder.
They've been furloughed from their jobs, so they were able to.
Man, I learned a lot about NASA in the last week or so. It's pretty shocking.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, he had a rough week last week.
I'm still in the midst of listening to space podcasts because of the stuff I learned about the Nazis.
Anything you want? What?
Yeah. Look it up, kids.
I think I'm out on this, but it's largely because, I mean, you get a regular big burrito and you take a few bites and it becomes unwieldy pretty quickly. I can only imagine trying to keep that particular burrito together at that size.
I guess you're doing the thing because you can't really cut it up. You can only really cut it in half because you need to have that bottom buffer without everything just spilling out all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is you and a partner both accepting roughly 1 foot of burrito.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Well, it's like
the Lady and the Tramp.
I know you ate a Boomstick burger all by yourself, but those are usually meant for like 2 or 3 or 4 people. So I assume this is the same way.
I would argue 5 or 6 people, but
yeah, this is going to quickly become a burrito bowl. You know,
yeah.
I think that's what's happening here.
This is more difficult. this is more difficult. I mean, how much is that going to weigh? Like, do we have
3.5 pounds?
3.5 pounds?
Yeah.
That's heavy duty.
It really is.
But I feel like the burger one was roughly that, too. That one had some tonnage.
I think it's going to be fun. I think it'll be a fun event for
okay.
people. That's a family item right there. Or an Eric item.
Eric Chiafalo, yeah. Let's talk about lobster. Now, a couple of years ago, when the Rangers won the World Series because they had a lobster roll that cost $250, they decided that might not be for everybody.
Mm.
They have scaled it down. So now it's a lobster blend, which means it's lobster and imitation crab. You don't even get lobster and regular crab. You get lobster and imitation crab. However, that has brought the prices down.
What does the imitation sound like?
Hey, I'm a crab.
Okay, I'm in.
Krusty crab, maybe?
That's the first imitation.
Yeah, all right. So there is the lobster roll, which you're familiar with, $14. I'm going to expand it out.
Are lobster rolls good,
yes.
by the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever had a good lobster roll because I ordered one from Dallas, and I don't know. I feel like I need to order one from Maine.
That's the thing is Peyton was just, the morning show producer, just in Boston. I told him, get a lobster roll while you're up there because they're great. And
he
now that I've had one
benefit.
There.
Okay, I don't know who Peyton is.
Look, it's been 6 months. Reggie's probably forgotten everything about the fan, but having it from the source, it makes it harder to have it elsewhere.
Okay.
So I'd question it in Texas as opposed to straight from the Haba up in Boston.
So do you prefer the lobster roll or would you like the lobster mac or lobster nachos? So that will be Tostitos, shameless plug, tortilla chips that are layered with white cheddar sauce, shredded Gruyere, and lobster, $20.
Gruyere, great cheese, by the way.
Really good
Can
cheese.
Can you spell it?
Yes.
Gruyere?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Nailed it.
But where's the little dash above one of the E's? Which E is that on?
The tilde.
I was going to say it was the G, so I don't know. I feel like I'm...
No, it's not the G.
In the spot where the G is.
Mm-hmm. You see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we still have this.
Not everybody can find it.
But. I'm going lobster nachos.
The ever elusive.
Stop it.
Spot.
Stop it.
I've had some good lobster mac before.
Oh, okay.
I've had some very good lobster mac in my time, but I'll take some lobster nachos. I'll try that out. Have you ever had a lobster queso?
Yes, I have. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's in Lucy's queso book, and I made some, and it was awesome.
She's an author now?
Not yet. She will have a queso book at some point.
Excellent.
I'm in on all three of these, Hagee, just for the record.
Okay. Do you have a number one seed in the group?
Whichever one didn't have the imitation involved. I'm here for the real thing.
Hey, I have terrible news for you. I'm pretty sure that lobster mix is for all three of them.
Oh.
Because otherwise, that's why they had to cost. That's why it cost $250,000 or $250
okay.
for the other one.
Yeah. It was like thousands of dollars. I don't think I should have a mortgage to get some lobster.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It is. Now, Hurtado. I know that's what you really want to talk about. The Birria Quesadilla will be back. But I've got a couple more things to add. What do you think about the Big Papa Potato? So it's got Hurtado shredded brisket inside a baked potato layered with butter, cheddar cheese, and Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, all for the low, low price of $15.
For a potato?
Yes.
Loaded.
That's awesome. That's great value for that potato. That's an entire dinner right there.
I think that's a great move. I love that. I love that idea with the brisket in there.
It looks good, too.
I've never wanted a baked potato at the ballpark, though. I don't know.
Is that too
Have you wanted
much?
Lobster nachos before?
Like, every time I'm there.
Yeah, I feel like
the squeezy cheese.
That's true.
That does
it. Yeah.
With you. Squeezy cheese.
I would love a baked potato. It just feels, like, weird for the situation. But you know what? It's brisket, so in.
Exactly.
I just love something that's like a vessel that I can eat the whole thing.
That's right.
You know?
Especially like, if you're good with the skin.
The potato.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, 100%. Like, it's basically just
Is that how you're doing that? Like a taco? You're just kind of...
Yeah,
I'm
eating it like that.
Wait,
I'm not
you're taking
forking.
Bites
I
of
want
potato.
To see that.
I would eat it. I would eat it like it was a taco.
I would not expect him to eat this any other way.
That's 100% the way you consume this.
See, Reggie, I've watched him eat this burger in Arizona, and I was like, and I looked once, and he took a first bite, and then I said something to Mike, and then I turned, and it was gone. And I was like, oh, I can see how you can do that. Not everybody else can do it the way that you do it,
though. You have to understand your skill set.
Right. Don't let the nice haircut fool you. He's still a menace when it comes to food.
Just absolutely sloppy. So hold the fork. You guys can hang on to that fork. Give me the napkin, though. I'm going to need that.
And it's hurtado.
From the 682, right, so. 10 beers and a hurtado's potato. Count me in.
Yeah, I'm after it.
You can decide that along your own lines, how much you're going to be drinking. All right. I feel like you've been waiting for this Thai food. Do you prefer to start with the golden pouches? Might have to dump that.
What is that about?
Well, you find out. That's called a tease.
The euphemism.
Or the crazy drunken noodles. Which one would you like to start with?
Drunken noodles sounds fantastic. All
right. Stir-fried flat rice noodles that are mixed with Thai spicy chili sauce, egg, onions, carrots, bell peppers, tomatoes, basil, and the choice of your protein for $18, or if you want it with chicken, $20.
There's a market for this, man. I mean, I'm
not... Is that market you?
It's not really me, no. But the amount of Thai food lovers out here is really through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Directly into my personal stomach. So, yeah, I'm with it.
You're about that?
Yeah, like if I could just surgically insert it directly into my stomach, I would.
Well, you
want to skip the taste?
Yeah, you do that.
You want the taste part, don't you?
I mean, sure. As long as it gets to the right place.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the most important part. I'm trying to digest that, baby.
Fuel system here.
Yeah, I'm trying to digest
number one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of intrigue behind the golden pouches. All right?
Always has been.
So, could be a fancy kangaroo? We don't know.
Let's not put the golden pouches on a pedestal.
I think this has to do with Severance.
No.
I still haven't seen that.
They're pouches.
I did see the thimble thing you were talking about. Okay. It's very good. All right. Golden pouches. Like crab rangoon, these fried wontons are stuffed with cream cheese, onions, and I'm sorry to tell you.
Imitation crab.
Oh, we're doing so good.
Chili sauce on the side. Yeah. 9 for $4 or 2 for $5.
Oh.
As Eric said moments ago, there is a market for some people. This is not me. I've never been a Rangoon fan. Rangoon?
What's everybody's one seed to this point? Because I think for me, it's the baked potato.
I think the baked potato is it for me.
And then the burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potato burrito so far. But I've actually seen a couple other things, so I know some good things.
Oh, you've been eyeballing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some smoked wings coming from Hurtado, I believe.
However, we've got two more that could throw this whole competition.
But I don't think they're Orange Magic, so.
You can't.
Little competition.
That's true. Yeah.
Gumbo nachos.
Okay. What? All right.
So the iconic baseball snack, nachos, probably with a squeezy cheese, gets a Louisiana twist. The Rangers Cajun nachos start with Tostitos tortilla chips that are laced with white queso, topped with chicken and sausage gumbo. $16.
And we're trusting people in DFW to cook gumbo correctly.
It's close enough to Louisiana, where I feel like you can hope for that.
States border each other. I've had good gumbo at the state fair. I'm sure that can translate to a ballpark.
All right.
Because this is my new one seed. This sounds
Photos of this? Because I'm just, my mind, it's a bowl food that you're putting on nachos. I don't know.
There are. It's
dip, like queso.
We can put those on the website. It just didn't translate as well, just right here and right now. Eric? Just
how liquidy is that is my question. Like, to soak the chips up, I guess.
Here you go. Here, you take a look at that one right there. It's that. It looks like they do a pretty good job of layering it there.
I mean, I'd be interested in trying it. Yeah. My only concern is how well are the chips going to stay crunchy in that scenario.
Now we take a page straight out of the State Fair of Texas as we have Carter, Eric Chiafalo, and Reginald Atatula with us for this segment.
Still don't know why I'm here.
This, because you love doing free work.
Didn't even say my last name.
You've always said that.
Oh, Carter Freeman, I'm sorry. So, they have bacon on a stick. For the low, low price of $10, you can buy crispy, thick-cut Danish bacon glazed with Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce.
What makes the bacon Danish?
It's Nordic. It's from Dane. So he got cut from the team.
They get rid of the team, but his food's still here.
Yeah, they got rid of him on the team. They said, we will keep your bacon. That sounded weird when I said it. I did not think it would sound that weird out loud. But it's glazed with Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce and served on a stick for the low, low price of $10. That, my friends, is my number one seed.
We had bacon like this, Carter, at the card show 1 year. A guy was outside selling it. He brought us some. It was phenomenal.
So good.
And I feel like I've had bacon on a stick at the state fair, and it's bacon. So just in general, I'm in on this. But that you mentioning this is your one seed, the thing you want, I did think, how many of these would Kevin Hagelin actually eat? And we actually did find one, because I don't think you try any of the rest of them.
Not the notch. I would eat the potato for sure.
Without the sour cream?
That's true. There's no way he's eating sour
cream.
That's
a good point.
And one of those green things on top.
It's don't tell him about them.
Yeah. And the lobster mac. Yeah, no, I don't want that. And like,
wait, the lobster mac you're
on? No, he's on the chives.
I want the lobster mac.
That's why you don't tell him about them. You just wait to see if he notices when he takes bites.
I've told this story before. When I was little, my mom wanted me to try pork chops. I didn't want to. And she told me they were white steak. And I was like,
kind of what it is.
That's a true story. Mm-hmm. And so I tried them, thought they were delicious.
If you're good, you're good. If it works, it works.
Yeah. So she lied to
me. That's damn fine parenting.
It really is.
How old were you when you found out it wasn't white steak?
Too old, probably. I don't know exactly the age, but it was too old.
I think the better question is, what is the awkward circumstance that you were put into because you called it white steak in front of people that you probably shouldn't have?
Yeah.
Man, that
what
is
friends were you around and you're like, hold on, what?
They're like, you're 17 for God's sake.
Second or third date this came out.
No. Yes, I'll take the white steak, please.
I'm sorry, sir. We keep it pink around here.
It's a miracle I found a wife. All right. There will also be a Lebanese restaurant there. El Tiempo Cantina will be there. So there's other different spots that will be there as well. But I wanted to read out some of the individually specific items. All right. I say bacon on sticks, number one. Carter, what say you?
I think I'm going to go with the gumbo nachos.
Okay.
It's a risky pick, but it's boom or bust.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the potato.
Potato from Hurtado does sound incredible. If I can just make.
Did you list off the smoked wings, or is that just a something?
Yeah, the smoked wings, because I mean it was sort of anecdotal from Corey. I didn't know if he was ballsacking me on that.
I'm seeing them.
All right,
look, there they are on Jared's tweet.
Here's what I was confused about. Are the wings enormous?
Look how big that potato. Look at the potato, dude.
That potato. Okay.
The wings are the size of the potato.
Okay.
$15. That's the best deal.
That is
deal.
A great deal, yeah.
I was trying to hide some consumer concern. I should have known better and put my trust in Hurtado.
Yep.
The four chicken wings are served with sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce for $19.
Mm.
But when you hear four chicken wings for $19, you're like, I don't love it.
Right.
But then when you see...
Did they come with chips?
Their modern, unnatural society chicken wings. And they're huge.
Uh-huh.
I support that.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl wings.
Yes. Pterodactyl wings, that's what we should call it.
I'm definitely buying that.
I'm running with Hurtado first, and then everything else after that. So wings and potato are my top two seeds.
Reggie?
I mean, I really wanted to go with the lobster mac, but I mean, that if a great value on a good baked potato. You know, like
save that for Camden Yards.
Yeah, I think I'm with the potato.
Okay. So there you go. A look at the new food items coming to the ballpark this year. You know who else is going to be at the ballpark?
Reggie.
On Thursday?
Oh.
I can't speak to
the
that.
The elevator show of record.
That's right. The Whataburger opening day KNC Masterpiece will be doing our show live from the ballpark on Thursday.
You got a certification I don't know
You've been in an elevator with us. You know how it goes.
We're very charming. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, this time we actually will dive into more of the roster questions and how things are looking about 72 hours from opening day. We'll do that for the Rangers next right here on The Fan.